The number of court cases lost by public protector Busisiwe Mkabane continues to rise. In the latest case, the Supreme Court of Appeal denied her application to appeal against the overturning of her 2019 report on the early retirement granted to SARS official Ivan Pillay. The court ruled that there was no reasonable prospect of success in an appeal. Not only are the number of cases that Mkabane have lost stacking up, but so are the costs to the taxpayer. We discussed this with the Helen Suzman Foundation's Basil Shirinda. Basil, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, tell us, you know, in summary about some of the significant cases that the public protector has lost in our courts over the past years.
I mean, the list is very long. I mean, we couldn't say in summary per se, but I mean, the report that we have from the independent panel of senior counsel in Sabeza and senior counsel John Deval and the judge Ngabinde. Let us know that we are looking at plus minus a cases of up to 15. And that's a lot of cases because that accumulates to more than 17 million rand spent on legal fees. And these are cases that have been lost from a budget of less than 47 million. That's a lot of money that has only been spent on legal cases. That is very concerning for that office. But I mean, much to their credit, I think one can think about how, compared to the previous public protector, they have a court ruling that now says that every remedial action is binding, and so now that means whenever a report is released, anyone can go to court and say that needs to be set aside. But that in itself simply means that you need now technical skills from lawyers who would now make sure that whatever report that is released is good in law. And that is the real problem. The problem is that right now we are getting reports that are not good in law.
Do you think there's an agenda, a political agenda here, if you look at all these cases which are being taken to court repeatedly and are being lost?
I don't know. I mean, there could be one, but I mean, it doesn't really matter because then you go to court and if you are correct in law, then you wouldn't lose. That's the real issue. It doesn't matter whether there's a political agenda or not. What matters is that the matters must be good in law so that when you get to court, you don't lose.
The public protector has even suffered a personal cost order against her at some stage. Do we know if she's actually paid from her pocket? Is this not enough a deterrent for her not to squander more public funds in pursuing appeal after appeal?
We did have those punitive cost orders. One of them was set aside, the other one was not set aside. I'm not sure if she's going to continue to appeal the second one. I think hopefully she would. She would go to a constitutional court. She's trying to rescind one now. But it shouldn't be. I think you are right. It could stand in the way of her pursuing difficult cases. But like I said, the most important thing is that you do need technical skills that are going to make sure that all the reports that are being released are good in law. And that is what is not currently happening. I mean, you keep having these judgments from court that keep clarifying that, you know, there's a misinterpretation of law. And that report from Kabinde says that there's prima facie evidence of incompetence and misconduct. And I think the sooner we go to Parliament, the better, because that is not only going to save the money of the Office of the Political Sector, but it's going to give it the integrity that it deserves.
Where do we stand now with Parliament's current impeachment proceedings against the public protector? How far is she into her term? Is this likely to drag on until it's of no relevance?
No, it won't drag on too far, because she still have she still has plus minus 4 to 5 years left. We should have a decision by the end of this year, if not early next year. So it is going to happen as soon as possible. Remember, she took Parliament to court to say that the rules that are there now were unconstitutional or were not applicable to her case. But that is also not going well. As soon as the court makes a decision in that regard, then it's going to go to Parliament for them to do the impeachment.
All right, Basil, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling me in. Thank you.
That's a pleasure.